It's not a cartoon. It's anime.
Brendan's back, so his bitch ass headphones is off. Just to let y'all know. Welcome to another episode.
He could just be saying that. Y'all don't even know.
Is his headphones off?
Yeah, they were that.
They were okay. They
around
were
his
off,
neck.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like the usual.
Not even close.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. Keenan, continue. You're a bitch.
Yeah. Animation. See? Animation. Here goes Brendan. Let's stay on track, guys. Oh, man, guys. Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Keenan Baker, with my host, Rob.
Hello, everybody.
Brendan.
What up?
And Ice, man.
Hello.
We're going to continue on this this Baki train.
I would like to do like a compilation of Ice's hellos. Like,
yeah,
he always has the most interesting hellos.
Hey, everybody. Hi.
Hi.
I was wondering when somebody's going to notice it.
Yeah,
I didn't notice it until he said. I was like, he's absolutely right.
Yeah, good.
Oh, man. This Baki, man. Episodes 5 through 8, man. This shit has been nonstop intensity since.
I want to take some credit for this. I helped put you guys on this from the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Brendan, you know what? Brendan's what, 2 for 3?
Yeah, I would say.
Yeah,
I think. What was the other one?
My Hero.
Okay.
And
Samurai Champloo. Is that the other one that
we're
getting?
I think
I didn't recommend Samurai Champloo.
I don't want to take credit for it. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I took credit for the. If it is, it was good content because it made a great argument.
Oh, here we go. He got
right.
This is called the Brendan ego.
Right.
No, I'm just saying. Like, good content is good content.
See, but I
blessed you with trash.
Yeah.
And you loved me for it.
No, we hated you for it. We hated you had to sit through that shit.
27 episodes.
Look, either way, I told you guys that this show goes fucking hard.
Yeah, that's true.
Did I lie?
You were right with Baki.
Yeah, Baki has been nonstop since.
Woo!
Ooh, Jesus, man. And,
yeah, it's been insane.
And, oh, man.
Like we said, it's kind of like we talked about it on the last episode. It kind of has that One Punch Man of just like intensity out the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what I think Baki does. As good as any other anime, what really makes it special, outside of the ridiculous animations, is that they know how to build the action before the action.
Right.
You know, it's like where it gives you like a backstory that plays with your mind logically, where they're like, yo, let's use actual logic here so that you can understand. Like, let me give you some comparison. Let me give you some similes. Let me give you some analogies for situations so you guys can understand how serious this ass whooping is about to be. Yeah. Or this movement or this thing or this person or whatever it is, like they take time to really build that shit. Like, yo, this motherfucker ain't a joke. And here's let me show you why.
Yeah.
And you believe it. You buy in every time.
Yeah, every single time, man. Yeah, we can jump right into it, man. Episodes 5 through 8. Let's knock it out, Rob.
Yeah, this one started literally where the last one left off. Baki was out on a date with his girl and Speck was kind of creeping up behind him. And he tried to sneak up on him when, you know, they were kind of like making out a little bit.
He's
or whatever.
A hoe for this.
Wait. Yeah. Before that, hold on a second. And before that, because one of the first things that happens in this episode is the flashback.
Yeah, and they talk about like the old tournament, and this was, I guess, a sweet moment between the girlfriend and Baki. I forget her name, unfortunately. But you know, she was like, "Oh, I remember during the tournament. You know, that time that we were talking," and I thought she had a good point of just like, "Hey, you ever think about like all the dudes you're fighting? Like maybe the people you're hurting the most are like their families and loved ones."
See, is that a good point?
So for me, that bothered me. I'm like, how you gonna get this man who's literally about to walk into a blood death match and try to give him empathy?
Yeah,
right.
Like this is the last time. Like you're gonna be the one ending up hurt, getting this guy these ideas, walking into this. And number two, I want to know if you guys had even talked about this yet or not. I really want to know because I haven't. Like I said, you guys should be mad at me. I haven't listened back to what you guys did in the first episode, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to know: does it piss you off that they're referencing this tournament that we could not see? That
yes,
seems like the greatest tournament of all time.
We did talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we were just like something obviously happened and we haven't seen. We was like maybe we missed something in the manga.
Nope.
Maybe the. Oh,
so I mean, maybe I don't know. I'm not an expert. I don't know. I just watched this on Netflix. And
yeah,
because
I know
what
you,
the fuck.
I know you mentioned that like this is an anime that's been around for a while, like 8-10 years, and we were thinking like, all right, this because this Netflix series is called Baki 2018, like in parentheses if you look it up.
Yeah.
So I think this particular series is new, but the property, like the IP of Baki, is not
right.
So like, I think there was a previous story, and again, we probably should have looked into this, but like
we didn't.
But I think there's probably a previous series that covers that tournament. Kind
if
of like a Dragon Ball, like to this
it,
Dragon
I
Ball.
I swear to God, doesn't it seem like that tournament was Like everything, because everybody's like, everybody who knew about Baki or saw that tournament are just like, yo, this kid. You know, like everybody's just like, yo, this kid. Whereas, like, we haven't seen shit from him yet.
Not really, no.
And you know, and I don't agree with Brandon a lot because I hate to, but he's absolutely right. You don't get into a fighter's mind, whether it's a box, like you see boxers, imagine boxers just like, I don't know why you want to fight, but go out there for this championship WBC belt and try to win. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But on top of that, too, it's like these other fighters, too, they chose this. It's not like I'm forced to fight this person and I'm going to ruin their family. Like, they jumped into this battle, too. So what you're saying to me it doesn't make sense to me.
Right.
It wasn't my choice to put their family at risk. It was theirs.
Exactly.
And their family and friends. And the other thing, I mean, and that reminds me of a conversation I had way back in high school, is that a friend of mine growing up, his name was Otis Wiley, and he was really...
Otis, that motherfucker's strong. He got them hands.
he played football at a neighboring school. I went to church with him, right? Mm. He played football at a neighboring school, and he was a monster. Like, he would just destroy people. Like, he ended up going to Michigan State and being a starter there because he just was really good at football.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's also, like, the nicest guy you'll ever meet. He was at church every Sunday. He'd be in front, like, doing praise dance and shit. Mm, yeah. You know, like, he was, like, the nicest guy ever you meet. And then remember one day, I was like, bro, how are you so nice? And then, like, destroy people on the football field. And his answer was, like, they understood what they were getting into when they stepped on this field. I have no remorse kind of thing. And I was just like, oh, shit.
Bruh, he sounds like an Otis. He sounds old. He sounds like an old man that's been through life. They're just like, well, I'm going to go to church every day, clap for the Lord. But then, you know, you test me. Yeah. But I'm going to strangle you.
but that's right. My point is, like, no matter how nice of a person you are, it's like, if you put yourself in that position, you understand that you're there.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, she's over here empathizing for all these people's families. It's like, well, you know, honestly, fuck him, because they couldn't stop him from getting. They couldn't stop him from going in the thing. It's his choice. He put him there. Like, you shouldn't be mad at the guy who hurt him. You should be mad at the guy who put himself in the ring to get hurt.
I'm with you.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so she was worried about them when she should be worried about Baki. Like, Baki, I'm worried about you being hurt. Like, I'm not worried about you hurting other people.
That's what I would.
But maybe
said.
He's just that terrifying in the ring.
Like,
we don't know.
Have my back. You know how stressful this shit is. That's what I would have been.
Baki, I've never even experienced you.
But he does sort of make that point where he's just like, yeah, you know, like, hey, this is what we do. There isn't really a choice to it. You know, this is just our job, really.
But he's a high school student. Like, he can't be talking
about
shit.
No, that's
like
the
other
thing, and we could talk about this later, too. I think Baki himself is dumber than a box of rocks.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you brought up, like, in the last episode, Ice. You were like, he's so awkward. Like, I think he's dumb as shit. Like,
well, there's a moment in here where we have that that he's dumb as shit when he fights, but we'll get to that. But also, too, I hate it in this particular scene because I know we're stuck on it for a second, but still, he goes, you know, my whole life, you know, for 17 years, I've just been not knowing where to go. You're fucking in school.
Yeah.
You're 17.
You're 17, bro. You're literally still in high school during the filming of this show.
Yeah, if you're
that
30,
shit
and you
me off.
If you're 30 and you say, yo, man, I've just been floating around, and I'll be like, yo, bro, you need to figure some shit out. Yeah.
No, but the other thing is, I mean, this falls back into the lines of typical anime. Like, you look at like a show like Bleach, like the protagonist of Bleach is Ichigo Karasaki. Motherfucker's 15. You know, he went through more life choices in that show than I can even imagine. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm 31. And I'm like, yo, these choices Ichigo has made make me uncomfortable.
Well, like, that also goes back to, like, Baki at 17 is dating his landlord's daughter.
Yeah, right.
So he's got, like, bills to pay. He's got rent. Yeah. His dad is doing Van Damme splits in his hotel room or somewhere else. Like, he's not raising his kid. Who knows where his mom is?
His dad is a monster.
I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that his dad's got chops, but he's not raising his
all
kid.
All these underage kids, even Yu Hakusho, he had a lot to endure at fucking 14.
He sure did.
That's ridiculous, dog.
Yeah. I think everybody, the list is so long. Naruto, his fucking parents are gone. And then everybody around him was 14, 15, 16. So, like, they was doing shit, like you said, making life decisions that they, you know.
Fam.
That's crazy.
Teenage life was not that hard.
So,
right.
And I think that you guys, like I said, I've already seen the whole show.
Yeah.
But y'all on some real shit when you're talking about, like, yo, Baki, he's a complete box of rocks. Dumbass.
Way he looks, like his look, his just fucking stare just drives me off a wall. Yeah.
But
I
get it, though. You can't give him everything. Obviously, he's a monster in some aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like a Goku. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. I mean, that's what I got from him. He's like, kind of like a Goku. He's a little silly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But he's not the smartest guy. But the guys that are surrounded around him, obviously, they have some type of intellect.
Right.
You know, at least when we get to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So this scene sort of wraps up with Baki saying, like, you know, that he wants her to be worried about him, you know, that sort of thing. Like, hey, and they kiss and they have this moment and, you know, she's kind of like, yo, you know, what was that? And then he makes his move on the date and they're making out or whatever. And then that's when Speck comes up from the shadows and it's just like, he thinks he's got the drop on Baki, but Baki's like got his eyes open this entire time and is staring right at him.
Terrifying. Yeah. Terrifying.
You know what? I know this is going to be another quick tangent. Yeah. But let me tell you something. One of my biggest fears is somebody trying to fight me in front of my girl and I lose.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know it's going to bring definitely the intensity out of me because I know I got a person that I'm fighting for right in front of me.
Yeah.
Right. But, dog, to lose in front of your girl.
That'd be rough.
Don't you lose respect too? Do you think you lose respect? If you lose a fight in front of your girl, y'all can answer me this. Do you think your girl would be like, do you have the type of girl that would be like, it's all good?
I think I think she'd be disappointed in me for fighting. Right. To be honest. I think she'd be like, that was the dumbest shit you could have done.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't think she would like judge me. Like if it was a situation where like, okay, like it's, you know, you have to fight.
Yeah.
I don't think she would necessarily like think less of me for losing.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. At least I like to think so. Who knows?
I don't think there's a win there. Because like, even if you win, they're going to be like, why the fuck? Unless there's like a good reason. Unless like, exactly, you're walking on the street and somebody punches her in the face.
Right.
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, women love seeing their man fight. They might not say it, but it's protection in their head. Yeah. Now that they see you can win,
It would take so much to get me to fight somebody in the street.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I remember when I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard. And this dude lowers his shoulder into my chest.
Didn't know this guy.
No idea who this guy was.
Shit.
It's Hollywood,
But he didn't, the other thing is he didn't know I was walking with one of my friends, Lloyd, who I know you've met before.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the person you want me to be walking with. So he didn't see Lloyd because Lloyd was like a few steps behind me, like on the phone or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So he just saw this little black dude, you know, walking down the street by himself. And he apparently wanted to get in a fight. So, like, you know, he lowered his shoulder to the middle of my chest. And I was like, oh, and I back up. I was like, yo, man, you good? That was my response. Like,
yeah.
I was like, yo, you good? And he was like, well, fuck you. Are you good? And I was just like, what? And then Lloyd jumped in and just grabbed him by the throat and threw him into the street. And I was just like, oh, I guess I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know, but for me, I wasn't even ready to fight. I was just like, yo, are you okay? Like, even though he purposely was trying to aggravate me, like, for me, I'm just like, that's still not a reason to fight. Like,
is Lloyd a big dude?
Yeah.
he's an ex-Marine, ex-personal trainer. Like, he's the guy that's like, you know how sometimes you'll just meet somebody and like, I don't
want
to fight
you? Yeah, I don't want no problem with this person.
Yeah, like, that's Lloyd. Like, he's built like a tank.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
He's a big dude. He's only probably like 5'10", but he probably weighs like 210 or something like that. Yeah. And it's like he does like maybe like 3% body fat, if that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, and he works out for fun kind of shit. So it's like he's just not the
just
guy.
Do three just days. In case. Yeah. On a day like that, just in case.
Yeah.
Just in
like,
case.
He's not the guy that you want to cross. But either way, it'll take a lot.
I don't know, because I think I've talked about this situation before, and with like I got into it with a dude in the parking spot, and he was in front of his girlfriend, and I told him like, bro, you have one or two options, like get out of this parking spot or get beat up in front of your girlfriend. And then I was all like, because if I go, kind of backstory, he stood in the parking spot that I wanted, but he was waiting for somebody to fill it, and I just said, hey, bro, you got to get out this parking spot because I don't care who you waiting for, and he was like, I'm going to stay here. And I'm like, all right, bro, you got one or two options. Like, either move or I'm going to beat you up in front of your girlfriend.
And then I'm going to take it.
And then he just sat there for a minute. He was big. Like, he was like not super bigger than me, but he was like maybe 6'6", 1".
Yeah.
And then he was just like, he looked at me and I looked at him. And I was like, all I know is if I get back in, I'm going to get back in my car now. If I have to get back out, I'm whooping your ass. And then I was super calm the whole time.
When you say it like that,
he
knows you mean business.
He did that Baki shit, just gave him the look.
And he just looked at his phone, and he was like, oh, he got on the phone, and he was like, man, this is stupid. Come on, girl, let's go. This is so stupid.
Hey, buddy, you're going to have to find another parking spot.
He made the right choice, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, there's very few things in my mind that really do require violence. Like, it's like, yo, like, we really need to, it needs to come to the hands.
But what about the girls? Because I've seen this happen a few times. The girls that, like, they like their boyfriends to fight, so they kind of be like, you better not look at me like that. My boyfriend whip your ass. I don't care if you look at my girl.
That would
just
never,
don't physically
ever,
touch
ever,
my girl.
Ever be my girl.
Yeah, and if you get a girl
if I had a girl who did that, I would be laughing.
Yeah.
I'd be
looking like, who is your boyfriend?
Yeah.
No, I've seen it happen, and then the boyfriend, you know, he was one of them tough MMA-looking motherfuckers, and he was like, well, what you want to do? Looking at my girlfriend. And he gets knocked out, and now she's the first one screaming, like, why are you doing this?
Right.
Like, she started this. Like, you were the one... that was the aggressor, and now you got him whooped. And you know,
I've seen those videos on YouTube. I inject that shit straight into my veins. I love that shit. Yeah. I can watch it all day. I love watching that stuff.
But that's another tangent, but I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rob.
Anyway, so
hey, Speck I didn't
is
stop the
move.
Tangent, guys. I stopped it. That's true. I rolled with it. Fuck y'all.
I was expecting you to do it too.
Fuck y'all.
Brent is just going to let us go on a 45-minute tangent just to prove
well,
a point.
Well, that's the episode.
just to prove a point, Brent would do some shit like that too.
And then play the podcast back. Look, we didn't even get past the first episode. You fucking idiots.
The whole next episode, I'm like, yo, so this time, guys, I'm not going to let the fucking idiots be fucking idiots.
We tried it your way. Now let's do it my way.
Okay.
So Speck tries to make his move, and then, Baki's staring him down, and he's just, like, waiting for him.
Best stare ever.
And... But he doesn't need to do it because Hanayama, this dude on his team, best
Lord
wingman
Jesus.
Ever,
yeah.
like came out of the shadows and just grabbed Speck by
the
throat.
Out of him.
I love him for
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he's great.
That
he
was did
great.
It like a ninja, too.
Yeah. Yeah. That was one of the most gangster moves I've seen in anime on some sly shit. Yeah. Like,
he like he knew people were going for Baki, so he probably was just like big chilling.
Yeah,
like,
waiting the wings. Yep.
Like, yeah, everybody on Baki's team must be like, just follow Baki around. Right. we'll swim in his wake and, you know, like, pick up some dudes.
I mean, and just the thought that this guy, because we know now that Kira Hanayama, however you say his name, is a monster.
Yeah. Yes.
And he's looking out for Baki's back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This dude is a monster.
I know. Yeah, man.
Let's talk about that. How is he a monster?
He came through and took, before they even get into that, like, he had the Gucci loafers on.
Yeah.
The gaiters. He had on the gaiters.
Yeah.
And he slid. I'm like, damn, he about to fight in the gaiters?
Yeah.
And he slipped them off.
Anybody that's willing to fight you in a suit could whoop your ass.
No, so let's. So first of all, I love, again, I remember I was talking about how the show builds up shit.
Yeah.
They built him up so well.
Yeah
with the tattoo and everything.
Because at first it seems like he is going to fight in the suit, but then he starts stripping down into his, his thong or whatever that he's got going on. But I wasn't even worried about that because this dude is sporting like one of the nastiest tattoos I've ever seen.
That tattoo is so dope.
It's a crazy tattoo.
Kind of want it.
Yeah, which is like his whole family legacy about like how he had an ancestor that was saved by a guy in town.
Yeah.
And so like every like
the Yakuza or something like that, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So every patriarch in this family, this crime family, has this like image painted on their back when they become like the head of the family.
Tattooed on their back
when they become the head of the family. And so they do a flashback when this guy finished up his tattoo and they're like, hey, your tattoo's done. And he turns around and goes, it's not finished. And so he goes after the gang that killed the last leader. On his own.
Yeah.
And his
he goes guy, to their compound, their headquarters.
Their HQ. And his guys follow after him, but by the time they get there, it's just a hallway of dead bodies.
Yeah.
Just blood everywhere.
Blood everywhere.
And
my favorite part is you see like people like you see a giant hole in the wall and you'll just see like a body falling out of the bottom. He's like, damn.
Yeah, that must have been some kind of fight. And so they roll up and they find him in the main headquarters. Again, nobody left alive other than Hanayama.
Yeah.
And his back is all cut up and he's just like, now it's finished because his back is covered in scars.
What is a tattoo without scars?
Yeah.
It was like that is
and he had the
badass.
Blood soaked in it and
he
stuff.
Did
I'm
that
like,
for
damn.
His tattoo though. Like it wasn't even like let me get vengeance. Like he was like, oh, this tattoo needs scars. Like, well, I guess I should be vengeful for the people who fucked up my guy before this. Let me single handedly take out all of them.
And they
with
mentioned
no weapons.
He's a young guy too, they even say.
Yeah, he's young.
He's a younger guy. And so like he hasn't been around long and he can do this shit.
Built like a tank.
Yeah.
Huge.
I've never seen a bunch of 16, 17, and even 20-year-olds built and fight like this. This is ridiculous.
It's so funny because we were like, we were watching like Yu Yu Hakusho. We were like, these are grown men. And now we're like, nah, they were children. They were children. They were adolescents at best.
Yes. Yeah. And so, I mean, even Speck is just like, shit. Like, he's just like, a tear comes to his eyes. Just like, that's a beautiful tattoo.
Yeah.
So they start fighting, and Hanayama's got the drop on him at first. He's like landing some heavy blows, but then they spend some time building Speck up a bit. They cut back to the police station where he's been like, you know, getting in and out of this place as they please. Mm-hmm. And the police commissioner's like, you know, yelling at his dudes going like, how the fuck does this guy keep getting out?
Yeah.
Like, and they go over like the specs of all their like tactical police officers. They're
they
highly
built it
trained.
Up
like
so well.
Military, like the 20 best police officers from all over Japan.
They have to be above 5'8", above 180. During their 4-month rigorous training, if they drop below 176 pounds, they're out. They have these helmets that are 5 times stronger than the regular helmets. They have shock absorbers on their necks. They have Teflar and Kevlar, and they have like these guns that shoot like these
cannonballs.
They're not regular guns. Like, yeah, they're shooting literal cannonballs. They're like what? Yeah. Like 80-gram balls that are just
them
like
in the face.
Hitting people like and they shot up like and they're like,
they're like, well, let's watch the video when they met up with Speck. Right. And it's just a murder. Like he's squishing their heads, like they're shooting him with these baseball like cannon things, and they're just like sticking in his skin and bouncing off. He's laughing. Right. He's having a great time.
Yeah. When
just,
he crushed that dude head, I was like, yo.
Yo, just like
he just went bam. I'm like, and his head's fucking smoking. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Speck isn't here to play games, and it's just like, wow. Yeah. You know, like watching that ass whooping. Like these guys, like first of all, you guys ever think about when you watch anime and you see a fight like this happening and you're like the last guy in line? So, you know, for this one, like the first guy is obviously the bravest and he's the one who walked up in there doing some shit. He got his, he got fucked up.
He jumped and kicked him. He drop kicked him.
Yeah, he did. With both feet. Yeah. With both feet. And then, but for me, it's like after you see your two two people shooting him in the face with the most powerful thing you guys all have together and they just fall off and he literally crushes one of their heads. What are you doing? For me? I'm going to see how fast he is.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's what I'm going to find out.
Like, that's a 20-member team. It's going to be 19 real quick.
After the first guy, I'm going to be honest with you. You're not a bitch at that point.
No.
Yeah. You are smart.
If you're fighting a regular person, you're a bitch for running on your boys. Yeah. Just in case, you're a brave soldier from trying to go back to your
smart.
Family.
Yeah. It's not brave. Smart. No, it's not brave. There's nothing
logical.
Brave. There's nothing brave about trying to help your friends survive a situation and leaving. Like, what I'm saying is the brave, like, I say it's just you're smart. It's like, the best general is the one who knows when to retreat. So you're like, look, I want to fight another day. I want to be able to defend my family another day. Today is not that day.
Yeah, it's like, why did you leave, soldier? Like, well, I watched him, crush my buddy Ricky's head with his bare hands, and I was like, you know what? I can't do anything.
Well, I say brave because when you leave, you're taking a huge risk because he's gonna probably still get your ass. So staying or leaving, you're still somewhat brave. But Speck is just,
I mean, he's on a whole nother level.
I would have left, bro.
Yeah,
I don't care if I was 19 or 5. Yeah, after the first two.
Yeah,
it's just like Brendan said. It's like they have all of everything that I have.
Yeah,
they have their strongest weapon. If I have an atom bomb and you survive my atom, like somebody drops an atom bomb on you, and I have an atom bomb, I'll be like, well, fuck it. That's the height of my
that's
power.
It. Yeah, that's
what am
it.
I? I'm just gonna drop the same thing on you? No, I'm fucking out.
Yeah, it's so. But then they continued to build up Speck because there was another cutaway back in the States. I guess he made a stop on his way out of Florida in New York City because there's this in this cutaway, they've got like a New York City like police officer patrolling the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And he sees like, there's a part of the statue that's covered, and he lifts it up, and there's the whole like bottom area's been like lit up with punches, and it's just, it's cracking the foundation. And I guess this was like a load bearing sheet because as soon as it moves, like the whole thing starts to crack or whatever. Yeah. Which also, Statue of Liberty is not made out of stone, so it wouldn't crack like that. That's stupid. It's bronze.
It is bronze. There's no way that it would actually fall apart the way it did.
No, that's so. But they were just like, man, who could have done this?
Lack of research.
Who could have done? Yeah, so that was some disrespect on the States that I'm just not going to tolerate. They were like, so who could have done this? And then they cut back to Speck, and he's catching the hands from Hanayama, and he's just like, all right, well, I got a technique of my own. Let's see how you can deal with this one. And he just starts like unloading on him with punches.
The apnea rush.
Yeah, the apnea rush.
Yeah. This is a dope move because it talks about how like
more build up.
He doesn't take any breaths in between. Like most boxers, how you get counter punches, that small little breath you take in between when you punch somebody. And he doesn't take any of that. It's like an onslaught for like 5 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
That he does nonstop. Five minutes straight.
See, but this build up I love is it's already had the foundation of a buildup because they already showed him escape from his prison thing that was underwater. He had to hold his breath for 5 minutes to get out.
Yeah.
So now they're like, well, you're thinking like, who gives a fuck this guy can hold his breath for 5 minutes? What's that going to do for him in a fight? And now they're like, well, here's what it does. It makes it so there's no time in between his punches. They brought it right back. I was like, this is his, one of his moves. Like he doesn't hold his breath for 5 minutes and whoops your ass.
Yes.
He brought the heat.
He was whooping his ass for a while.
But I say it's like you got to give it to Hanayama. Is like in the beginning of this fight, like he literally just stood there and stared at him and just took all the hits.
Yeah,
didn't give a shit. Just looked at him. Yeah. And the fun part to what Ice was saying earlier is one of the things that happens is the guy grabs one of his gaiters and hits him in the face with it.
Because
he takes off his gaiters.
Yeah,
he takes off his gaiters to fight, and then the dude grabs one of the gaiters and hits him in the face with it. Like, wow, okay.
So hit me with my own gator.
Yeah.
It's like, and Speck does drop this line. He's just like, when I came here, I heard there was somebody that was like a living god that was here in Japan, like referring to Hanayama and. Yeah. yeah. like his whole like his whole legend. He's just like, well, it seems like I'm stronger than a god today. I've surpassed a god. And then he goes and grabs a park bench.
Yeah.
And he's about to slam it down on his head to finish Hanayama off. But Hanayama just stands up and takes that shit.
Yeah, well, he puts both of his fists up. Yeah. He holds his fists up and he breaks it with his bare fist. And then the fight actually starts.
Yeah. And then Hanayama goes ultra instinct and just like, you know, he's like, well, I'm the embodiment of a god today.
Yeah.
And just unloads on Speck.
One punch on Speck.
And he just dropped. Yeah.
He was like, holy shit. Speck was like, after we saw this man take those cannonballs to the face.
Yeah.
Hanayama punches him one time. He doubles over, falls back, falls to a knee.
Yeah.
And then even in his own head, they zoomed into his face to talk about his head. He's like, that was some punch.
Yeah.
like, bruh.
Yeah.
Hanayama whoops his ass.
Yeah. He goes over, picks him back up and just says, are you done? He goes, no. And he starts laughing. So he punches him again.
Yeah.
He goes over, picks him back up. You done now?
Yeah.
And then he starts laughing. So he punches him
I
again.
I love Hanayama.
Hanayama's great.
He's just, like, are you done yet, bro? Like, no. Like, you didn't feel that? Okay, feel it again.
He maybe hit him 6-7 times.
Yeah.
Versus all those punches that Speck did.
Yeah.
He's just like.
And then, after the 6-7 time, what happens?
Yeah, he's just like, nah, I'm good.
I've had enough.
Please stop.
Yeah.
Please stop. And then he resorts to some tricky ass shit. Because
yeah,
that's
he's a dirty fighter, yeah.
Yeah, because he pulls out, like, this dude is, he definitely, like, on the good side, these guys, I've noticed, they definitely fight with, you know, some, like, martial arts honor where they're like, it's all about our body. We don't like to use weapons. Like, our body is the weapon.
Yep.
With these criminals, it's all about,
they
like, their tools. Like, they will fight dirty, use whatever they have
at
their disposal.
I like that. They give you that.
There's a juxtaposition.
That balance. Yeah. Great, yeah.
And so, and Speck reaches in his back pocket and pulls out, like, a handful of bullets, shoves it in Hanayama's mouth, and then slams his jaw up to basically detonate all the bullets in there.
Can we just take a moment with that? Like, this is what Rob and I were talking about yesterday. Do you understand the amount of force you'd have to apply to a gang of bullets in someone's mouth?
To ignite them?
To like, not all, because the thing is, like, if you think about how a gun works, is that you have this very focused point that the hammer hits,
mm-hmm.
and the hammer has the exact amount of pressure that has to hit in the right spot to be able to blow up this bullet. This guy just threw a handful of bullets in his mouth and then hit his mouth up.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, there's no specific pressure happening to that specific pressure point on these bullets. It's just enough pressure on the bullets as a whole to make them all explode.
Damn! It's
That's
crazy.
All I'm saying.
And I thought it was a wrap.
Yeah, I thought that was it for Hanayama.
Yeah.
Because they played it up as that, too.
Yeah.
Like a boom, 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 boom.
So, I mean,
like,
how many
Baki
times?
Baki heard that shit and stopped making out for like a second to be like, oh, shit.
I'm just saying, though, like, in this fight, how many times do you have that thought? I thought it was a wrap.
Yeah.
Now, how many times in this fight are you going to be like, yo, I thought it was a wrap?
Oh, he's fucking dead.
Yeah, because this was the cliffhanger for episode 5.
Yep.
That's how episode 5 ended, when you thought, like, oh, because I guess that's it for the fight. And it starts with, like, back on Hanayama's smoking head, and you think he's done. But he's still standing there, his cheeks blown off.
You can see his gums, his teeth, everything.
Yeah, he looked like a titan or something like
that.
You
know?
Kind of
Attack
like,
on
you can see
titan.
His muscle structure and all that.
Attack on Titan, straight up.
And he's just like, okay,
I think he can
now
handle
what?
One of those titans.
Yeah, he probably could.
By himself.
Because he's just like, dude, that just pissed me off. Like, what the fuck? And then, like, roundhouses him into, like, a street lamp and electrocutes the dude. And that's it.
Yeah,
well,
again,
for this round.
Yeah, there's rounds of this fight.
Because he brings him to the
police station.
Yeah, because the police are just like, fuck, like, what are we going to do? Like, gear up. I guess we got to go get Speck.
Yeah.
And nothing else has worked, but we got to try. That's our job.
And then somebody runs in like, boss.
You got to see this. And they go down to the lobby, and there's Hanayama just, like, holding Speck's smoldering body with
he's
his
like,
tongue all hanging out.
This is for you.
I'm not going to lie, man. Kill him.
Yeah.
These criminals got to die.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know why. Maybe, I mean, Hariyama, he's kind of just like, he ain't tripping because he's like, I could beat this guy regardless. But you got to kill these motherfuckers.
Right.
Speck's been a dirty dude this whole time.
Especially Speck.
I don't trust Speck with nothing.
Yeah.
So what I found really interesting here is like I said, this goes back to like the people who wrote this show and the storytelling aspect of it. They went hard. They're like, okay, we know what's going to happen, but how are we going to tell this story?
Yeah.
And the way that they told this next part of the story,
this was really cool. Yeah, because the police at first are just like, Hanayama, like, we know you're a gangster, whatever. Like, dude, whatever you need.
Right.
You want medical attention, yeah. car ride, can we get you an Uber or a Lyft or something?
Like, that's what he
would
said.
Would you like my wife?
Yeah.
Like?
He said, get this man a ride. Have some respect. Yeah. Everybody starts getting in stance and saluting him.
Yeah, so he gets in the back of the car, and he's ready to go, and the guy presses down on the gas, and this is what Brennan's talking about. They kind of remove us from the situation, and they do a flash forward to an interview with the cop who's driving the car, and he's just like, yeah, I can tell you about that incident. I remember it exactly as it happened. And then they cut back, and they cut back and forth between this guy telling the story and then us seeing it. And it was a really, really cool way to tell this, because at first the car's not going anywhere, and they're all just like, hey, what the hell? And they turn around, and Speck is standing there lifting the back of the car up. The wheels are just fucking spinning, and all the cops that were just in that station are fucking dead.
Yeah.
Like, dead. And this guy's saying, like, yeah, the car wasn't going anywhere, and then everything just turned upside down as he just flipped this thing.
Yeah.
And Speck, like, flips the car over, like, all the windows bust out.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, you thought this was over. Like, you don't understand. Like, this isn't one of your regular matches. Going back to what you were saying, Keenan, like, this isn't over just, like, when somebody gets knocked out. This shit is to the death.
Right. Yeah.
And Hanayama's, like, crawling out of this car, just like, I can't believe this shit is still happening to me.
Right.
He's just like, what the fuck? And Speck is, like, dragging him out, just like, oh, I got more weapons, too.
Yeah.
Because, and the guy in the car says, like, we were in the car like 3 minutes, and Speck was able to get his hands on all the weapons that he uses throughout this fight within like those two, 3 minutes.
And kill everybody.
And kill everybody. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he pulls out a gat and shoots him in the knee.
He's like, I'm done with this shit. I'm shooting
both
you.
Knees.
Yeah.
Both knees.
He shoots him in both knees, and then.
That shit was wild. He shot him like, damn, in his knees?
Yeah.
Not the knees?
Ugh. Not the knees. And so, and he's picking up Hanayama, and he's going to town. He's getting his rounds in. He's punching him, like laying him out. And then Hanayama, what was kind of funny about this is this police officer, he's telling the story just like, and that, you know, would have killed any normal man.
Right.
But Hanayama is no normal man. And Hanayama got on top of him and was pounding him and just like slamming his face into the dirt. And then that would have killed any normal man. But Speck is no normal man. And that's when he pulls out the flashbang. And these guys just keep one-upping each other.
Yeah.
And so that's when Speck pulls out a flashbang and tries to stun Hanayama. But then he's up and Speck gets the jump on him again. But then Hanayama, of course, just like starts absorbing those blows and just starts punching him back. And these guys are going back and forth, just like trading just absolutely inhuman blows with one another.
Yeah. Right.
And it culminates with fucking Speck sticking his middle finger in Hanayama's ear, up to his second fucking knuckle.
And it's
just like, yeah, he probably touched brain in there.
Oh. Right. Oh, my God.
He pulled that finger out and there was blood on it. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter.
He was in a different zone at that point.
He really was on some other shit. Cause then like he gets Hanayama in like a fucking headlock at one point, and he's just like, yeah, there's no technique to get out of that.
They build it up so well.
They build it up again. He pulled a deck of cards with his two fingers and he ripped a piece out of it. Like out of a full deck of cards.
Hanayama's vice grip is so powerful. Like you said, he can literally use his fingers and break his fingers, like a shape of his finger out of a deck of cards. Like you can just close his fingers and do that. So
like a piece of cake.
Bruh. And then
like you said, like moist pound cake.
He just starts ripping like parts of this dude's elbow.
Yeah.
His thigh.
He gives him that like one of those inner thigh pinches and just rips the skin right off.
Fam.
Ugh.
And he takes his arm off. Like he just like fucking grabs it and then starts pulling muscle.
Yeah.
Like, what? How?
Yeah. So he's like, oh, shit, what's happening? I'm going to die. And then that's when Hanayama, like, mounts him, gets on top of him, and starts street brawling, beating the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
And then he's beating the shit out of him, and that's when the finger goes in the ear to stop it.
Yeah.
Didn't stop it.
No.
Yo, and did we talk about, like, how they did the comparison with, like, breaking stones and shit?
Yeah.
We skipped over that.
Like an anvil or some shit.
Yeah, because at one point, Speck was trying to, like, curb stomp Hanayama and was just, like, keeping his head off the ground a little bit.
Four inches.
Yeah.
They went into how, like, that's how a lot of martial artists will, like, use how they'll position stones when they want to break them, because it's, like, by positioning the stone a little bit off the ground, like you give it a little bit extra speed when it's coming down, and you know it's basically like striking a hammer with an anvil, and that'll help assist. And he's just like, it's exactly like that, except in this situation Hanayama's skull was the stone that they were trying to break. And he's just like, it's like this sick wet crunching sound, but even that isn't enough. And then Hanayama turns that around and does that to Speck. And these dudes are just going back and forth on each other until finally Hanayama, like, how does he finish this dude off again? Like,
I felt like he just beat him into the fucking pavement.
Yeah,
like,
he beat the brakes off him, and then that was like...
He just beat the shit.
He pulled his gun out on Yoenhamaru, and then he was about to kill him, but then he like...
Turned his face.
He turned his face.
Make it shoot through his non-cheek.
Yeah, that he had blown off with the other bullets earlier. Ugh. And so finally, it's Hanayama that arrives on top by just beating this dude to death with his fist, basically. He beats this dude into a coma, and we find out that Speck is actually like...
80 years old or something.
Yeah. Like 90.
Yeah. 90, yeah. Yeah.
He's like 90 some odd years
he
old.
He beat the age into this motherfucker.
And what's interesting, so what happened, like, and this, I love this part because this tells, this is a story for the kids. Yeah. All right, kids.
Yeah, you're the Stan Lee looking doctor.
Oh, bro. Bro. So they say that he pretty much within like 2 weeks deteriorated into the body of an 88-year-old, and he's pretty much going to die at this point. Speck is done. And he deteriorated and looks horrible because he was so muscular and boss and all this kind of stuff before. And then the doctor was talking to like one of the doctor's assistants or something like that and was like, how did this happen? Yeah. And he's like, well, I don't really know, but I do know this story, another buildup. And he tells him this anecdotal story of like, that's not direct medicine. He's like, yo, there was this sailor guy who was a treasure hunter who would always be able to like go and do whatever he wants and be able to just like find this treasure. And like apparently he found the treasure he was looking for in the ocean, and as soon as he found it, he literally ejaculated. Like he said, that's what he saw. When he saw it, he ejaculated. And then 2 weeks later, the dude's dead because everybody thought he was like in his mid, you know, 40s or 50s, super fit, awesome world traveler adventurer. But then after he achieved his life goal, he just deteriorated to himself and died. And the lesson here, kids, never retire.
Yeah, I guess so. they were saying he achieved his dreams. I thought me and my fucked up head, I was like, how are they going to bring this around about, like, he died because he came in his pants or something like that? Like, how the fuck is this going to work out?
Ejaculation.
But yeah, that was
exactly.
Stay
away from it.
You don't want to do that, kids.
It ages you. Yeah,
but they were basically saying that this dude achieved his dreams, and so, like, at that point, like, he had nothing else to live for, you know?
Have bigger dreams, kids.
Yes, please.
Don't achieve your dreams. Like, always keep shooting for something else.
You get it, get something more. Always go higher.
But that's what they're saying with Speck. Like, that's what happened with all these guys. They were saying, like, I want to
lose.
I want to be defeated.
Yeah.
And this dude finally met his match, and he's just like, that's it. Like, I'm done.
He was happy. He kind of died with, like, a smile on his face.
He did. Yeah.
And we couldn't leave this episode without at least one more small buildup.
Yeah, so there's a little cliffhanger for the next one as, you know, Baki's in class, and his teacher's, you know, trying to... smack some sense into him and tell him, like, oh, you can't be fighting your whole life. You need a brain, man. You can't rely. You'll be old one day. Then what are you going to do? And then as he's doing that, like, the fucking Scottish dude busts in the window, beats his ass, and then
he was like, nobody can jump from the ground up to the thing.
Yeah.
He's like, nobody can do that. What are you going to do?
Like, they even use Usain Bolt. They're like,
He's like, even Usain Bolt. Oh, that's one thing. I didn't know that they had it in Japanese. Like, Japanese was the first language. English was the first language for that anime.
Yeah, I watched it all in Japanese.
But I was, like, in line somewhere, and I was at Howling Rays. Great place, by the way. And then, like, it was super loud, so I had to put the subtitles on. And then I was looking at it, and I'm like, this shit is not matching up. Like,
no, it's not, yeah.
What the English is saying, like, what the English words versus the subtitles, they're going off the Japanese. And the Japanese stuff is way darker. Like,
I watched it all.
Yeah, I've been watching it subbed.
I've been watching it all subbed, too. So, like, I'm getting the dark shit, and it's great. That's the way to watch anime. Yeah, I'm looking at Keenan.
Yeah, I'm watching the dub, motherfucker. I got you.
You ain't shit.
Yeah, it's
you
way, because the they don't say the ejaculation part.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So that's when I was all like, he ejaculated.
Yeah, he was like, he was so happy he ejaculated. I was like, all right, that's a weird detail.
But then
include,
he said, but they was like, he was so happy. Like, he was so, you know, he was bursting with joy. Like, that's what it says in, like, in English. And I'm like,
I guess he's saying the same thing in some way.
Yeah. Bursting with joy. That's one way to put it, I guess. But yeah, so this episode ends with the Scottish guy busting into Baki's classroom and is just like, hey man, let's go.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm just like, oh shit, we're finally going to get to see Baki fight. Where's he going to go?
Yeah.
Episode starts, Baki, like, it was kind of funny because he starts like fake crying, just like, oh, please, not here. And the guy's like, ha ha ha, like, you didn't think this was going to come down to this. And then Baki kicks this guy's, like, his desk up into this dude's chin.
It was dope. Yeah,
which is pretty dope. Puts his head into the ceiling and is just like, all right, bye. Yeah. And jumps out the fucking window. and he just like kind of stands there. He's just like, ah, Baki, you scamp. Just kind of like watches him like run off. Just like, ah, you got me this time, but next time I'm going
to
get you.
And Baki's just like, man, I was a close call. I don't want to have to fight at school.
It's a school fight.
You knew it.
And he even said, like, I don't want these people to find out who I am, which is kind of an interesting thing. I'm just like.
After the teacher just finished talking about who he is.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know what kind of secrets he thinks he's keeping.
Baki ain't shit.
Yeah. Walking around like all ripped in gym class, just like everybody, like, the secret's out.
No.
Secret's out.
Baki ain't shit.
But so he's walking, you know, I guess just taking a stroll around the school grounds, sees the gardener hard at work, and he just goes, "Hey, man, you're doing a good job over there." He's like, "Oh, thanks." But it's not the gardener. It's another one of his enemies in disguise. Da-da. And this guy turns around. This was a pretty sick weapon. He's got like two of these, like these scythes, like on a piece of string, and he's like whipping them around. And he's just, and it's the short dude that had that crazy prison break.
The poison gas guy.
The poison gas dude, but, you know, blew the other dude's brains out with a fucking breath of air.
Yeah.
And he's just like, "All right, Baki, let's, you're the champion, let's see how you can do."
Yeah.
And he starts like whipping these like these scythes around and throwing them at Baki, and Baki's dodging him, like he's doing pretty well, and he's just like, "Oh, you got good eyes, man, like, because you know, like, you can, you can't really follow the tip, I mean, you got to watch people's hands, but like, let's see if you can handle this."
Yeah.
And he throws Baki one of the scythes, and just, he's got, I guess, like
one now, yeah,
he's just got the one, so he's got more length of rope, so it goes even faster. And this was pretty cool because like Baki showed that he's got speed, he's got skills, he can like, he can dodge. At one point, he even like slips out of his fucking shirt to dodge one of these things. Yeah, and Mikama like catches it. He's like kind of even matched, I guess. But right as they're about to square off and like it's about to go down, like one of the other dudes from Baki's team shows up, and it's the dude that I thought they'd showed like some animations where, when we first met this dude, that he had lost a couple eyes or something, but that doesn't seem to be the case.
Nah. He lost one.
Yeah.
But one is his eyes.
Well, I guess he got a glass eye or something in his place, because it seemed like he had both of them for this fight. Mm-hmm. But he's just like, "Hey, man, like, remember when you threw that hot like pot of tea in my hands? Well, here, catch this," and throws another pot of tea at him, and he's expecting it to be boiling water, but it's ice cold, which was a little weird. I guess the guy was just goofing on him.
Yeah.
Just like trying to have some fun. This guy's the Joker, I guess, their crew.
I just want to see the world burn. Yeah.
And he's just like, "Hey, man, like, we had a match that we didn't finish, so what do you say we do this right now?" And they start fighting a little bit, and
he's nice with it.
He's got some moves. Yeah. This old man's got some moves too, and he's like, he's sweeping the legs, dodging this guy. Like, they're a pretty even match too. So
didn't that water do something to him? Like, it messed up his hands.
I don't remember that, because he said it was cold water.
Yeah, I don't think he messed up his hands.
Because he it didn't freeze his hands, but like, he couldn't move. Like, he couldn't, and he dropped them. And then he was like, "Oh, I got you." Like, he thought that water was bullshit.
I think he just fooled him. I don't think he was because it was hot. I think he just fooled him. He kind of like, "Oh, shit."
Yeah, because I don't know how he would have carried around a pot of boiling water. Just,
I know it
wasn't.
Yeah, he said it was cold, but I would have to go back and look at it. But like, he couldn't, like, he was stuck. Like, he couldn't move for a minute, and then he, like, dropped him, and then he was on his back, like, holding his, like, it was like, what's, like, he was paralyzed for a minute.
Maybe if it was, like, you know, freezing cold or something, you ever have, like, that thing where you pick up an ice cube or something, and it sticks to your skin or something, I don't know, maybe it was just stuck to his first layer of skin or something. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they're going back and forth, and that's when the old dude's just like, "All right, Baki, like, what do you say we team up on this dude?"
Yeah.
They say there's no rules, so, let's just fucking team up. Be the best, like, tag team in the world. Yeah, let's go get it.
Yeah.
And they've got this dude, they got the drop on him, and he's just like, "All right, but you haven't even seen, like, my real technique. Like, check this shit out." And he's just like, "You guys, like, you've heard, like, I have the most poisonous gas in the world. You want to know what that is?" And he kind of goes on this long speech, and we have another moment.
Another build up
where they're talking about, you know, there was something that was before this. There's another build up to build this short dude up that I think you mentioned right before we got into this anime, where they talked to this like dude from the American Dental Association or some shit, where he's just like, you know, there's actually, like, you can tell somebody's strength because it's proportional to their bite strength.
Yeah.
And like, the strongest fighters are like the best athletes. You'll see, like, a lot of their teeth are worn down.
Yeah, their molars.
And he's like, there was this one particular dude that he was a prisoner. There, obviously, it's the short dude where his molars were practically gone because he can clench his teeth so hard, and he's so fucking strong that he's like got like no teeth left, basically.
Yeah.
So that just shows you how, like, that's how hard this dude is punching. And that's how much he can control his body when he does this other technique, which allows him to basically create a void in a vacuum within the palm of his hand.
Yeah.
And he's able to cover people's mouths and their nose and mouths. And so when they take a breath, they get a breath of
nothing,
which sends the body into complete shutdown. And that's the buildup that he gives. He's just like, if the body has, like, you know, less, the body needs like 20% air or 20% oxygen in the air it's breathing.
Yeah.
So if you get less than 6%, like, your body shuts down.
And they cut to that big old sumo guy or something like that.
Yeah. So another fight he had in prison, like, he was just like, like, that's why I went to prison, is I wanted to like perfect this technique.
Yeah.
And all the other prisoners I was locked up with were my guinea pigs.
Yeah.
And I perfected this shit. And they showed that he had this other dude that he had fought in prison, this huge sumo dude that they have, like, you know, connected to, they have to put three hospital beds together to fucking like strap this dude down. So he's strapped in, and they're talking about, you know, he had this gas, poison gas used on him, which is just like a lack of oxygen on him. Mm. And his body had been in shock. He'd been shut down for days. And he finally wakes up, and all he can do is just curl up into a fetal position because of what this dude did to him. Yeah. He was so fucking scared.
Yeah.
So this dude covers up Baki. He uses this technique on Baki, and he goes out. Like, the life goes out of his eyes.
Yeah. And you show that Baki's an idiot, too. He's like, what is this guy saying this whole time? When he's giving his whole explanation, he's like, what are you talking about?
And that
I don't understand.
Yeah. Ain't
he's a brick.
Shit. He is. It's a very Goku thing where he's just like, oh, you got this ultimate technique? I want to see that.
Yeah.
Like, use it on me. I want to see if I can take it. It's like, nah, dude, don't. Like,
even the old man was like, bro, no.
Like, don't do this.
Like, what are you doing? What are those?
And he sons him.
He does.
He sons him quick.
Real quick. And so Baki, like, he collapses. He's just like, he's going to be out for a few days at this rate. Like, he's going to be done for a while. Just to let you know, like, I can use this technique on stone. I can use it on whatever. He's like, I can use this on anything. So let's do this. And then, but right as that's about to happen, that's when, like, security police, like, something happens where the fight breaks up.
Yeah.
And he's just like, all right, well, we're going to finish this later. And he leaves, but jumps right on fucking Baki's solar plexus before he goes.
Yeah.
And, like, kind of
wakes him up.
Jump starts his heart back to life.
Yeah.
And just like, all right, like, see ya. And that's so that episode ends with that fight, and the next one starts off with the team kind of together, like, with their coach, and he's just like, what the fuck, guys?
Yeah.
Because
even the old man was like, you lost. Like, Baki was like, well, what the fuck happened? I'm ready to fight.
Took the L, bro.
It's like, dude, that's it.
You lost. You ain't shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to be the shit. You ain't shit.
He hasn't really, up to this point, proved to me that, like,
no,
he's that guy.
No.
Not yet.
Well, no. That's the thing. Right now, we haven't seen Baki really fight.
Nope.
And clearly, he's a monster, but I'm still... Now, I ain't gonna lie.
Maybe.
Oh, don't do that, Brennan. Because now a doubt's in my head that, like, maybe he's not as good as he has to be. Go ahead, bro.
I mean, the show's named after him. I would fucking hope so.
Right.
So this next episode, it starts off with, you know, they've got the dude that runs the tournament that assembled the team.
This is my episode.
He's giving them the speech in the locker room, just like, guys, come on. Like, what the fuck are we doing out there? Mm. Like, you're all losing. Like, even you that lost your hand, like, maybe you won that round, but, like, at what fucking cost, man?
Right.
What are we doing? Get your head in the game.
Yeah.
And while they're in that conversation.
Dorian,
the other American dude walks in and is just like, oh, hey, are we having a meeting? I see everybody's here.
He walked in and went, yes, gangsta, dog. Yeah.
Dorian is one of my favorite characters of season one.
Bruh.
I will say that right now.
Yeah.
He's not here to play games.
Yeah, he walked in all of them like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
What's happening? What's popping?
Let's do this.
Yeah.
He walks in and he's holding a big, he's like, do you guys like gasoline? He's holding a big can of gasoline. You guys like this? Just curious.
You fucking Prince, bro?
So he's got that in one hand. He's got a bucket of gasoline in one hand, his lighter in another. He's like, all right, let's finish up what we started at that other dojo. Let's do this.
Yeah.
And then one of the biggest surprises I've seen on the show thus far happens. That dude who he kicked a floorboard through his fucking neck walks in and is just like,
yo,
hey, you thought I was done.
Yeah. Wasn't expecting that.
Me too. I thought you was dead.
I don't know how you lived through that. No, I mean, listen, like, nobody lives through that.
And he just, all he has is a little, some gauze
on his neck.
Just like a little Band-Aid.
The smoker that get caught smoking and they throat cut out, he has one of those Band-Aids over his neck.
Yes. No, but what he does when he shows up, though, is like, he does this kick. You guys see this kick he did? His foot was like, his toe was pointed like a ballerina, and his foot was like at a like parallel with the rest of his spine.
Yeah.
He kicked the bucket of gasoline all over Dorian.
Yeah.
Now he's just soaked in gasoline. He's like, oh.
Yeah.
And then he takes the lighter from him.
Yeah.
And then he foot sweeps him all in 1 second. Like, this is all one movement.
Yeah.
He takes all that shit, and then he just starts talking shit.
He does. He's just like, you know, man, you really taught me something the other day. You know, like, if I want to be a fighter, I really got to take things seriously. Like, these matches are just practice for the real thing. Like, a real martial artist, like, doesn't use weapons and all that other stuff. And then he's just like, maybe I don't want to be a real martial artist.
Yeah. Oh,
throws the fucking lighter
on
him.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Burn Dorian's ass up.
Yeah.
Burn him up. And Dorian's like,
That's what I thought, too, because he was like, I don't want to be a... He's like, maybe I just want to be a karate fighter.
Yeah.
He like walks off. He's like, nah, fuck that.
So then Dorian gets burnt up, and then they're all like, what do we do with this?
And it's another moment where you're just like, all right, well, Dorian's done. Yeah. And they're talking about it like, oh, like, hey, good to see you again, man. Glad you're not in a bad way. And then Dorian stands back up. It's just like, oh, I guess I don't need to have a cigar anytime soon. Like, I'm good. he's all covered in fucking blisters and blotchy.
Freddy
like,
Cougar
he's
blows
not
out
looking
all,
good.
He blows out all the smoke.
Fucking lung full of smoke. And he's just like, all right, cool. Like, glad to see you guys are on my side of things now. Like, let's fucking do this.
Who's my opponent is how he says.
He's like, who's my opponent? And they're all just like, all right, I'll do it. And then another dude comes in who's the master of this, of the dude that.
The floorboard
neck man. And he's just like. No, man, like, you can talk to me. Like, I'm the one that you're going to be facing. You came into my student's dojo and disrespected us. Like, you'll be facing me, dude.
Yeah.
And he starts going to work on this dude. He starts, like, he's giving Dorian the business.
Yeah,
like,
he gives Dorian the business. Kind of. I mean
Dorian takes it.
Yeah, Dorian takes, like, a boss.
He does take it. And, like, he's doing all right. But he's getting his hits in.
Yeah.
He's not dodging these punches. And it seems like Dorian's, like, kind of getting ganged up on. Like, he maybe got in a little bit over his head walking into, like, a dojo with, like, five dudes. Respect to him for doing it.
Yeah.
But, like, he's got, like, the Sagat dude, like, getting in hits. Yeah. He's got, like, both of these other, like, he's got the Chinese dude, both of the Japanese dudes. Like,
Baki.
Yeah. They're all getting their hits in on Dorian.
Yeah.
And, like, to Dorian's credit, he does manage to, like, get his, like, lighter wrapped around these two karate dudes.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, shit. Like, because he had it wrapped around their arms, their fucking heads.
I think, but it was like,
they were
them.
Fucked.
Yeah.
They were so fucked.
I thought that, these guys were about to get sliced
and
up.
And then
Sagat.
And then Sagat comes back in with his one good hand. Yeah. And he's just like, you know, you guys aren't quite there yet. But, like, when you get to when you're a real martial artist, you won't need the weapons because your body will be a fucking weapon.
And he just cuts through the cord with his bare hand.
That fucking titanium wire.
Yeah, with his bare hand. Like, but it was nothing. And he said he was disappointed in it.
He did say he was disappointed. Because I forgot to mention this, too. Because when that neck floorboard man's master came in, he's just like, I can't remember his name, so that's who
that's
he is.
Great name.
That's so great.
He's just like, oh, you got some wires. I got some wires of my own. And slices his fucking ear off
Dorian's,
with some piano
with
wire.
Cuts Dorian's ear off like it was nothing.
Like it was nothing. Like it was through butter. And he's just like, oh, yeah, I got this thing. It's good for cutting off, like, noses and ears. I just keep it in
Dorian,
my back pocket.
Dorian is not to be underestimated.
Yeah, because even after being burned up, losing one of his ears, catching all these hits, he's just like, all right, cool. Hold on. I got one more thing for you. And, like, coughs up a fucking hand grenade.
Yeah.
He's like, where
what
are you?
The fuck?
Which is just like, because, you know, walking into that, he's like, all right, let me see here. I got my lighter, bucket of gasoline. What else am I missing?
Let me ingest a grenade.
Swallow this grenade.
Just in case. In case I get into a pinch. And he uses that as, like, some sort of, you know, smoke grenade distraction. Slips
Ninja
out of
vanish.
There.
Ninja vanish. Yeah.
And everybody's just like, where the fuck did he go? And he's like, slips out through, you know, into the streets. And he's walking through. If I saw this dude walking down the street, I'm not getting anywhere near this dude.
No, I would run.
Yeah. Which, you know, he runs into a dude taking a piss in an alleyway. And that dude's just like, oh, like, still, like, got, like, piss coming out through his hands. He's running away like, sorry, let me get out of your way. And he jumps down like this, like what had to have been the deepest, like, sewer grate. He was falling for like a while.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, then he catches the side, and he's got some, like, sort of hideout HQ down there, like some sort of Ninja Turtle.
So
and
dope.
Yeah.
He's down there, and like, and he finds his place, and he's like, he's got his little setup. He's got his bed.
Yeah,
he's got his liquor.
He applies his, he takes a drink.
Yep.
You know, as soon as he gets there, first thing he does, takes a drink, and then he pulls out some bandages. He applies some bandages to his ear. You know, some, like, some antiseptic. You know, puts it on his ear, puts a little thing around his head. You know, he's just getting himself together.
Yeah.
And then he looks up, and he has company.
But hold on, he pours alcohol on that burnt body.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
On his burnt
Bam.
Body, and, like, open wound on his ear.
Come on, dog.
His open ear hole.
Hey, like, man, he's good.
Yeah. You're right.
He's straight.
Y'all still don't know Dorian is what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
You still don't know Dorian. Like, it's about, I'm telling you all right now, whoever's listening to this, you need to listen to the next episode of Animation Podcast. I'm telling you right now, Dorian is not to be fucked with.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
The thing, too, is, like, initially, when a couple episodes back when he went into floorboard neckman's spot, he was like, oh, I don't think I'm outnumbered here. Let me go ahead and peace out. But then he goes back into a way worse situation.
Yeah.
And where he's outnumbered again, this time with not students, with, like, freaking
deadly people.
I'm telling y'all right
like,
now.
That's crazy.
This was the best setup episode for the next episode.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this because it's got Floorboard Neckman's Masters just like, you led me back to your HQ. Like, thank you for doing that. Looks like you got a nice little situation here. This is a great place. What are you paying in rent here? Is this rent controlled? This is nice. And he's just like, all right, I see you found my little hideout. Like, you know, back in the day when I was fighting in World War II, which also, by the way, why is every American on this show old as fuck?
Yeah, man. I don't know, man.
Like, Speck is 90-something. You know, you got Dorian's a World War II vet. Like,
yeah, he's like at least 75 or 80, some shit.
Yeah, because he's like, you know, 50 years ago when I was a young man here, you know. Yeah, because he's got to be at least 70.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if he was off fighting war, like World War II, and that was 50 years ago. So, yeah, and he's just like, all right, well, like, this is my HQ. Like, yeah, welcome. Let's get to business. And that's where the episode ends, where they're about to pick it back up.
Get it down
fight.
With the broken glass. Yeah. Wraps his hands up. And
oh,
like,
that's right. Yeah. He's just like, let me show you a technique from back in the day when, like, Americans were doing, like, the bootlegging. Dips his hand in some glue, busts up all those liquor bottles, and, yeah, rolls it around in the glass. And he's just like, all right, I'm ready.
Yeah, you that's do crazy. It, too. Let's get down with this.
Yeah. And it's ready. They're ready to go when this episode ends.
All right. So how you guys feeling so far, man? 5 through 8 now.
It's a good show, man. I'm hyped. Like, they definitely know how to build this up.
I have, like, I don't know. I know that you want me to say what I'm about to say, and I'm not going to say it because I know you want me to say it because it's like kind of a spoiler. I already gave it to Rob. Yesterday.
Oh yeah.
I'm not going to say. I shouldn't say it, right, Rob?
Yeah, I guess for the fan. You know, I don't care about spoils, but. For the fans.
For the fans at home, don't.
All
do
I'm
that.
Saying is that don't, this nope. show is dope.
Yeah.
Okay. I really, at this point, I remember I was very much so enjoying it. This is the part where you're in the middle of a binge. Like, I couldn't stop watching at this point because I'm like, what's about to happen with this fight? Like, if you guys had to guess, I already kind of gave away. I was like, Dorian's not too
I think he would have destroyed this guy.
Yeah, because this dude's not even.
Yeah, he's not even one of the
he's
five.
Not, exactly. He's not a contestant.
He's going to destroy him.
This is just some extracurricular activity for Dorian.
Is this 12 episodes?
13, I think.
13.
So I think, like, the next stretch of episodes, we'll probably have to do 5. Yeah. So we'll finish it off in the next one.
Well, I mean, anybody have any thoughts? Like, for me, like, my biggest thought at this point, when I remember when I was watching it, I was like, why is this show called Baki?
Yeah.
That was the first thing. It was like,
he literally hasn't done shit yet.
His whole story for this whole show thus far has literally just been a love story.
Yeah.
Everybody else is badass as fuck, and he's just like a love story.
It should be called Some Motherfuckers That Got Hands.
Yeah.
That's what it should be called. Because that's what everybody but Baki, right? Well, Baki showed a little bit. You could tell he can't be a bitch because he's done some little things here and there.
Right.
But everybody else has showed major hands.
Yeah. I think that's the title for this episode.
What?
They Got Hands.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
They Got Hands.
I think it's, I don't know.
But, like, everybody on his side, too, gives him respect, though. That's the thing.
Doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck about this respect. I want to respect you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I agree. I'm with Brennan.
Yeah.
The way I look at it as is 8 episodes now.
Yeah.
13. So there's at least 5 episodes left. Like, they're going to have to wrap some shit up pretty fast here. Like,
right. Oh, really?
Well, we've heard things how it ends. I mean, I've heard how it ends in a weird spot.
Of course you have. Of course you have.
I don't know. I'm just looking
I didn't hear what happened.
From a story's perspective, I'm like, they're going to have to, like, and everybody outside of Speck, everybody's pretty much alive. So you got to kill off everybody.
There is a season 2.
Okay, so there is a season 2. So it's not necessarily that everything is going to get wrapped up.
Right.
I have no idea how it ends.
I do.
Well, don't spoil it.
Yeah.
Is the season 2 like about to be made or it's already out?
That's an excellent question we'll talk about next week.
Well, I mean, so far, I'm all in. I hope everybody else is all in because this
I still haven't heard Ice's opinion though. Like, how do you feel about this show?
It's all right. Like, it's cool.
Whoa.
This dude is unimpressed. Like, unless it's fucking, like, what is it, Naruto or some shit?
No, it's not even like that. I just, like,
Naruto is sucking his dick. Not at all.
I think I'm looking at it as it's kind of like that build-up stuff that y'all really like, that shit was kind of whack to me. Like, I didn't really like that. Like, I didn't have to see, like, this is, like, I know Speck is the shit. Like, I know that these dudes are dope. The tattoo story, dope. But I think they just, like, overdo it sometimes. Like, he's dope. You tell the tattoo story. You tell one of the, maybe either the Statue of Liberty story or the police story, and let's get to doing that.
I agree with that.
It's like,
yeah.
I don't agree with it. Put it in my veins. I want more.
Here's the thing. I'm not opposed to what Ice is saying. I'm not like, you're crazy.
He is.
I didn't mind the buildup. Mm-hmm. I didn't mind it, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because some of that could have been used for something else or even better story. I don't know.
I think it's a good note,
but it doesn't. I personally say, like, while you're watching the show, it's like, in retrospect, you can say that, But like while you're watching the show, it doesn't feel like the show suddenly slows down and nothing's happening.
I agree with that
because
too.
Even
yeah.
like even yeah. the buildups yeah. are action built. You know what I'm saying? Action like they're like stocked. It's like, yeah, this might be a flashback. Them. Most of them.
I mean, him with the statue, he got to peel it off. He got to look at it. He got to crack. The police one is like. Yeah.
That one specifically pissed me off just because of how inaccurate it right. was personally.
The Statue of Liberty one? Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, come on, don't disrespect us like that. Like, you're going to crumble one of our most treasured. Like, because even say like, oh, this is like, if this had fallen apart, this would have been worse than losing a war
they
to us.
On, they shit on America a little bit, but they also have they Dorian as a character. And we'll see how Americans are perceived. Next episode.
All right.
Yeah. We'll see how we hold up.
We'll see how we proceed.
You drop your stuff.
Yeah, RVDanger44 on Twitter, RVDanger on Instagram.
Brennan.
At Mr. Producer Face on the gram.
Ice.
The Eye Exam, TheEyeXam.
And I'm Keenan Baker on everything, KENAN. And you can follow us on the Animation Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook, man. And we've been keeping it alive, man. Send us some DMs. Send us any questions, man. What y'all think so far about Baki, man? We want to know what y'all think.
And I know I'm your favorite host, guys. I know this. Yeah.
Fan favorite.
Y'all never miss Brennan when his bitch ass is gone. But yeah, let us know what y'all think of Baki so far, man. Even the podcast. Let us know what's cracking, man. Give us some notes, some feedback, some constructive criticism. And whatever, man, we would greatly appreciate it, man.
Keep it constructive.
Yeah.
Or you can make it personal. I'm good
yeah,
with that.
Yeah, it's all good. So we thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Anime Shoot. Come on. See you next week.
And so anime was solved forever.